Good morning, 7:15 a.m. on July the 3rd, 2014, a Thursday morning. Trash day in my neighborhood. Just under 16 minutes on the first mile, including a short stop to talk to my friend Ron this morning. 15:58 to be precise. I saw them taking away the paving machine this morning. There just seemed to be a lot of cars parked around. So maybe they finished yesterday. They were here till after 6. So perhaps it was a matter of put in an extra hour tonight and we don't have to come back tomorrow. I hope. Because today's trash day, and if they block the street off today, that's a bit of a problem for me. Particularly if they don't let the trash guys in. They did let the mail guy through. I'm not sure how or where. Did it. So the big news this morning is more stupidity over the Hachette Amazon dust up. And apparently it's 2010 all over again. This time with Hachette instead of Macmillan. And this time Hachette is doing all the leaking to the press so that they can notify the other publishers what's going on without the appearance of collusion. And apparently there's a bunch of trad pub authors who are getting ready to put out a letter to everyone, apparently, to boycott Amazon. Yes, please. Take your silly books. Take your $12.99 e-books. Take all of the Macmillan titles, all the Hachette titles. Take them all away. Please. Now, maybe they're talking to consumers to boycott Amazon, which is yeah, that's not gonna work. Go to Barnes & Noble. Sure. Go to Barnes & Noble. Go to Nook. Go to Kobo. Go someplace else. I don't care. Boycott Amazon. Stop breathing for a while. A couple of weeks should do it. Now, I realize that Amazon is not quite the same as breathing or eating. But it is like saying, okay, you've got a perfectly convenient megastore down on the corner. It has everything you want in it. Don't shop there. Drive 20 extra miles to a store that doesn't have what you want. Shop there instead because the megastore is evil. Now, in a lot of ways, that's exactly what people are saying about Walmart. But the biggest competitor with Walmart is Amazon. It's not Target. It's not all the other stores that are in town. It's the ability to order stuff online, have it delivered to your house, without having to go to the store, deal with the shops. That may or may not stock what you want. And they can't all stock everything. That's one of the problems. And that's the thing that Amazon has. They can stock everything. Now, some things you're not going to buy on Amazon. And different people will have different preferences. I still go to the store when I can, particularly to shop for electronic gear, because I don't want to wait for it. So I pay the premium. But for little stuff, for stuff that I really don't care if it shows up tomorrow, I have it this afternoon, I get it next week, I'll swing. Is Amazon evil? I don't know. Is Google evil? They claim not to be, but I'm not sure. I have toe problems this morning. I'm walking anyway. I have toe problems this morning. I don't know what exactly the problem is. Somebody suggested that the boots may be causing a lot of my discomfort. It's probably true, because I noticed when I was walking through the puddle this morning, there's almost no tread left on these boots. The footprint that I left was practically flat. So yeah, perhaps I need to move that up on my priority list. Perhaps not today. Although, if the guys don't come and work on the road today, that could be something. Not tomorrow, it's the 4th. I'm not shopping on the 4th. I'm going to barbecue on the 4th. Back in the shade. Monk Post. So, yeah, it's like, publishing business is so screwy. I don't see the street is not blocked this morning. At least on this end, I still see the pile of cones. I feel like it's going to be a hot day today, though. It already has that sort of sticky feel to it. That's it. I guess I don't have anything else to say today. It's a gorgeous day. I need to work on the other editing again today. That's going really slow. I work for 10 minutes and put it away for an hour, and work for 10 minutes and put it away for an hour. There's a lot of the gear still here. Seem to have done most of it though. Morning. Ow! They turned the signs around so they're not facing the street. There's no parking signs on little stanchions. They've turned them around so they're not facing the street anymore. Even did the cul-de-sac. Yesterday where the guy was had his weed whacker, his weed blower, leaf blower out, making a lot of noise. A nice little cul-de-sac in there. Lanes are all marked out. Center lines are all marked out. They're not drawn in, but they've got little tag marks where they need to go. Maybe we're gonna luck out. Maybe it's gonna be a quiet day. That would be good. After the last couple of days of heavy equipment, rumble is eating into my head. My friend Armando is going to give me a 2-mile tick this morning. Yep. Wow. Not bad. Not bad. 16 1/4 on the back half. That's with talking. Yeah. I'm getting better, getting stronger. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow's another day. It's a holiday. It's 4th of July. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.